friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Twins married twins, got pregnant, and now the Sawyer twins' babies are cousins and brothers. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. The Sawyer twins' babies are double the cuteness and fun. So here's the story. Twins married twins, had children of their own, and now the Sawyer twins' babies are not only cousins, but they're genetically brothers. It makes your head spin thinking about it, but in the medical community, this rarity is known as quaternary twins, which means genetically speaking, baby Jax and baby Jet aren't just cousins, but they are also identical twins. So, how did this happen? It all started with love at first sight at a twins festival. Twice upon a time, two twins married two twins. That's right, identical twins Brittany and Brianna married identical twins, Josh and Jeremy Salyers. The pair tied the knot in a double wedding, and after the honeymoon, the couples moved into a house together because for these couples, having a twin is more than just having a best friend. It means they do everything together. This includes when they both decided to start a family. The couples were beyond blessed and thrilled to get pregnant within months of each other. They were even more astonished and overjoyed when they learned the Sawyer twins' babies would both be sweet, bouncing baby boys. Brianna shared they had high hopes to share this experience and journey as twins too. We were hoping that we would have overlapping pregnancies so that this would happen. We thought it would be really cool, she said. You've heard the term Irish twins, and you've heard identical twins and fraternal twins, but we have quaternary twins. She also shared a mind-boggling fact. There are only 300 quaternary marriages known in the history of the world. One expert weighed in on this blessedly rare experience. Dr. Alexandra Burt, the co-director of the Michigan State University Twin Registry, who studies twins, said, genetically, the two women are indistinguishable from one another, as are the two men. That means that each child will share as many genes with their aunt as they will their mother. The children are cousins in real life, but in terms of their DNA, they are siblings. Not only do they share the same DNA, the same taste in cute guys, but now they get to experience motherhood together too. And yes, if you are wondering, they have dreams of expanding their family down the road too. Let's give the Sawyer twins a warm congratulations and praise God for how He knits each and every one of us in the womb. These twins may have identical DNA, they are intimately and uniquely created by our amazing Heavenly Father. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. Psalm 139:13. For years, he was afraid to talk to her, but finally, Sam Elliott married the love of his life. Written by Heather Riggleman. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Sam Elliott married the love of his life, Catherine Ross. But first, he spent years afraid to talk to her. Here's their sweet love story. When Sam first met Catherine Ross, all he could do was stare. He was awestruck by her presence. He recalls,
All I could do was just watch Catherine come and go. I never spoke to her. I never would even think to speak to her. For a famous actor, being at a loss for words could be fatal for his career. Elliot is well known for his starring roles in films like The Legacy, Tombstone, and The Big Lebowski. His rugged good looks, deep voice, and noble attitude made him seem like he was invincible on the big screen. But behind the scenes, he wanted to be the man Catherine Ross wanted and needed in her life. Sam Elliott met Catherine Ross on the set of the classic Western Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. At the time, he was just starting out in his career, and he felt like he was a glorified extra for the film while Catherine had a leading role. But it wasn't until they crossed paths again on the set of The Legacy that Elliott dared to ask Catherine out on a date. The pair took their relationship slowly, and Sam Elliott married Catherine Ross 6 years later. Now, with 38 years and one child under their belt, they are just as in love as the first day Sam saw her from afar. Speaking of 38 years, that's a lifetime in Hollywood. Most marriages crumble before 10 years. But the couple has managed to keep their love as a foundational cornerstone in their lives. When he was asked what his secret was to keep their marriage strong, he commented, "Common sensibility, but we also work at being together. We don't walk away from it. That's how relationships last." He also said, "Through mutual love and a mutual respect," adding, "At the end of the day, determination is key. There are peaks and valleys like everything else, but you have to push on." How true. Marriages take work, effort, and commitment, which this couple has done beautifully. We pray God continues to bless their flourishing marriage that was once ignited by a single glance. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Colossians 3:14.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.